discrimination. I've had to deal with sexual harassment, sexualizing.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment. Like all these things. It sucks. Like it sucks. But I was like so, like, I was so adamant in my brain, like, just don't fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, don't tolerate it.
Like, they did.
And so I was constantly, and the result for me, for my life, mm-hmm. for many years, is that I started to play the man's game.
Okay.
And I actually got really.
Okay.
I got to a certain, I got to a good point.
Yeah. Like, So the man's game. What you mean by that specifically? Like details.
I objectified things.
What you mean? For like for us, like objectified things. Like, what you mean?
I objectified people. Objectified things. Oh, yeah. I was just like, oh yeah, like. Oh, like so and so is like this kind of piece of this or whatever. So
it's like
and
a side part.
And like, it was for me. In order for me to get where I wanted to go back in the day, mm-hmm. which is different now, but back in the day, I would say things that would like put people in certain places, so that I could get where I needed to go.
I have a question,
and,
right?
And I thought that was really. And now in reflection, mm-hmm. I don't act like that anymore.
Yeah. Like, do you wish that the barter system was in effect with currency? Because I think barter system, everything, you get more, everything, like, you build more relationships, everything, like, you feel as one. You know what I'm saying? Because once money come above everything, you feel like we higher up to anybody else. You know, the barter system, everything, like, you exchange something that you have that's valuable, everything, so, you know, it's like
a... The barter system. What is that?
It's like, first everything, right? First
all right, please tell me.
Like, say, first thing, I have an air fryer, right?
Okay.
You want to air fry everything.
Okay.
And you got an espresso.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, you want to air fry everything, and I want an air espresso. So check it out. I give you my espresso, my air fryer, you give me an espresso for the same instead of dealing with money.
Huh.
That's called a barter system.
Oh, barter system.
Yeah. So.
Sorry. Yeah. No. I actually nowadays. Mm-hmm. I actually work on the barter system mostly.
So you think that that's better than money? Because like I think it is everything. Because we see each other as equal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I always think that trade is better.
Yeah, it is.
I always think that trade is better because it's kind of like a better way to respect what each other has.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's like money ruins everything. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Because like that's the reason. Yes. Like that's the reason why we go to school, everything, because we are promised we make a certain amount.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But, but check it out though. Yes. By being an entrepreneur, everything, our funds is unlimited. You know what I'm saying? Like we have control of the time we wake up, everything, what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I think because like look first everything. Credit is everything, right?
Yes.
To get an apartment, cars,
it's like
house.
Bullshit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It kind of stops everything.
It does because like I personally bought into the stupid capitalist. Thank you. I appreciate it. I stupidly bought into the. I didn't know any better, but when I was young, I bought into the American capitalist dream where, like, if you just study really hard and you work really hard and you're smarter and better than everyone, then, like, you'll succeed. And it's fucking bullshit. It's bullshit. Yeah. And so what it got me, it was actually a really beautiful education. Yeah. And I went to a graduate program. Mm-hmm. With like some really beautiful intellectuals, but intellectuals none the same. And I learned to worship my intellect.
Exactly.
And I did not learn to pay attention to my heart at all.
Yeah.
And I've the last couple of years I have been deprogramming myself and unlearning the how valuable and like I'm like unlearning. I learned so much from I got all this information from like an institution. then now I'm just like, this is actually bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm like unlearning, and I'm learning to like listen to my heart. And it happened at the same time where like we're starting to see pictures of how capitalism is a fucking like joke, and how it's a fucking sham.
It is
bullshit, and how it implodes on itself.
Yeah.
And now, thank you. And now it's just like people are still like kind of hanging on to this illusion.
Yeah, it is everything, because like people base success on materialistic things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's like, okay, you saying that you making 250K a year, everything, you're successful. In your opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what about a person, everything, that cherishes life? Feeding birds. You know what I'm saying? Be able to walk. Be able to see.
Be able to
bond with people.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Be able to do what you, to eat what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, because doesn't mean you have a car, whatever, that's, you know what I mean, doesn't make you better than me. Because that car right there, you a slave to that car, because you got to work for that car. To maintain, you know what I'm saying? It's all twisted, convoluted, everything, you know what I'm saying?
Freedom is a personal choice.
Like me, I base life, like, we share each other knowledge. You know what I'm saying? That's what you call wealth.
Yes!
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, my dude. Yes!
So it's like, that's the...
Ashe.
So that's like, that's what called life. You know what I'm saying? Because like... Because think about it. Talking is therapy.
Oh, sorry, I didn't ask.
No, it's all good. Like, talking, expressing something you think is therapy. You know what I'm saying? And like, yes. I cherish a conversation and knowledge than any materialist thing as well.
Fully.
You know what I'm saying? Because knowledge, everything, it could be shared, but this car right here, it just is something that's going to deteriorate within years. You know what I'm saying? And that's more important than anything in this world.
Fully. Fully.
You know what I'm saying? And it just fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know why I like Kanye West? Kanye West, everything, he said the truest statement in his world. Hip-hop, rap music?
Mm-hmm.
You are incriminating yourself. You're telling the world what you did. Then you get mad every day when you get locked
yo,
up.
Yo,
you know what
yo,
I'm saying? And,
yo!
And hold on for a second.
And also, like, these kids get killed and commit suicide.
Yeah.
And, like, they get killed in their own fancy cars, too.
And hold on. And he said that America is meant to be bought, not meant to be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yo.
Buy some fucking land.
Yeah.
Buy some land instead of just spending on a foreign car. You buy from a company that don't even respect you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They look at you as, who, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, who are you? Like, I got my money and everything. Buy my car and get the fuck out of my face. You buy from a company and a fucking program that don't respect you as a person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you might as well, like you said, you build drums. You might as well, break, you know what I'm saying? So you make your own clothes.
Right.
Buy your own land.
Yes.
You don't have to deal with these motherfuckers.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, me?
No, yeah. Like, I'm digging everything you're saying, really. Oh. It's amazing.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? So, you might as well. Press everything, me. I could have bought a fucking car. I could have just did shit to ball out, whatever, go shopping and look like $1 million bucks.
Yeah.
But check it out though. What does that attract? The wrong people. Oh.
Exactly.
Emily got a bed in a mansion. Let's hang out with her. Let's see how she got it. If not everything, they living for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you not getting the pure love, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know? So it's like, that materialistic shit, whatever, is thrown out the window with me. I don't care about what car you drive, everything. I care about how you treat people that's less fortunate. You know what I'm saying? Are you willing to be that person? this is shit, whatever, is thrown out the window with me. I don't care about what car you drive or anything. I care about your, how you treat people. That's less fortunate. You know what I'm saying? Are you willing to be that person that's starving? Are you willing to conversate? Have a pure conversation. You meet a female every day. Are you willing to respect her as a woman that brings life to this earth? You know what I'm saying? Are you willing to understand what we go through other than that? I'm saying, because this is what I'm going through, anxiety, you know what I'm saying, depression, a whole bunch of things that you wouldn't even understand. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I go through anxiety. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you know why I went through anxiety every day? Through heartbreaks. I lost trust. I lost faith in people.
Yeah,
you
know
what I'm saying? Because like once your family members everything, but once your family members cross you everything, you look at the outside world the same way. You know what I'm saying? So it took me a while to really see that not everybody has the same heart as Emily and Antonio. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare that you meet somebody that's genuine. You know what I'm saying? People that went through the same shit that you went through. You understand, Emily?
Yeah. And like, and I even, so I'm the person that I'm still with right now. It was funny because like we have been, he is a really sweet, do you know the term mensch?
Mensch.
No, I don't know. It refers to, it's a Yiddish term, or like a Jewish term.
Yeah.
And it means just like a good man with a good heart.
Yeah.
And who takes care of, it's very complicated, but like it means, like everything Jewish is very complicated.
Oh, you Jewish?
No, I'm not Jewish. My friend's Jewish.
Jewish is a religion. People think that's a nationality.
It's a culture.
It's a culture, yeah.
In New York. And yeah. He's a New York Jew.
Yeah.
He's a New York Jewish intellectual that was raised in New York, born and raised. He grew up on the Bowery. And he saw a whole bunch of shit. And he grew up on, like Bowery or Christie or something. But he grew up in New York. And so he was also raised by he went to school in New York, and so he was raised as a Jewish intellectual, and he doesn't have a lot of intelligence about the heart.
Oh, really? Really?
And this is just him. This is just him.
Hmm.
Because like he is. Like he basically like he does so many like loving, generous things for me and like everyone else in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's letting me stay at his place and not giving me a hard time about it.
That's a good thing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like infinitely, and whenever I give him a hug and say like I love you,
yeah,
like,
yeah, that, yeah, yeah.
That's because I do. Yeah, like
yeah,
I really
yeah.
love him.
Yeah, yeah.
And, he's just like, you know, and. It's not like a language. It's not a language that's used. And so like he gets very like sort of hung up about it.
Is he married? Got kids? Anything?
No.
How old is he?
He's 58 or some 54. He's 54 years old.
You know, I realize everything. People that does that is because they haven't had that love, so they give it. They give it out.
Yes, but it was so weird because like his family always provided for him, but they never said
I love you. Yeah.
I love you. Like they never said
yeah.
the kind of thing, and he thinks that it's like this like epic thing to say I love you. And I'm just like, I say I love you to the people that I would do anything for.
Yeah,
I say I love you to the people that like just make me feel like I'm home
exactly.
whenever I hug them.
Yeah,
and. And so, like, I say I love you to, like, you know, not everybody, but, like, I probably have, like, maybe, I don't know, like, 7 or 8 people that I say that to.
Oh, like, me and you, whatever, we seem like we the same everything. Because remember, the likeness attracts the same likeness of the thing.
Right.
Do you know why Emily and Antonio is not married?